It's breakfast, and Victor Carmen is having biscuits and gravy at one of his favorite spots in Kotzebue. With fall fast approaching, though, he says he's been thinking a lot lately about another favorite food.
Caribou, one of the most used animals of the region. Been controversial ever since I got back.
Carmen's originally from the village of Deering, but he's lived in Kotzebue since 1979. That's when he returned to Alaska after serving in the military, and that's also when he started noticing that the region was a little busier when he boated up the Noatak River each season to hunt caribou.
All of a sudden, the transporters, outfitters, found out about this region, and we've been really locking horns with them for about 20 years or better.
Some locals say outside hunters are disrespectful, wasting meat or leaving trash at their camps. Others claim that outsiders have an unfair advantage because they can afford to fly and land near the herd, while local families have to pool their money for boat fuel and wait for caribou to cross the rivers. No matter who you talk to, though, Carmen says one thing is clear. It's gotten harder for people to fill their freezers each fall. The Northwest Arctic caribou herd has shrunk by half in the last 10 or 15 years, and the animals have stopped following many of their traditional migratory routes. Outside hunters may not be to blame, but Carmen says taking them out of the equation for a year is certainly worth a try.
Right now, we got a little breathing room. Maybe the village of Noatak will get a little reprieve and maybe get some animals this fall. Who knows?
That attitude is frustrating, though, for outside hunters and the bush pilots and guides who rely on their business.
It's absurd, really.
Jared Cummings owns Golden Eagle Outfitters, a transporter service that's operated out of Kotzebue for nearly 10 years. Since the closure was announced in April, he says the company has lost around $250,000, refunding money to caribou clients who had booked trips this season. That's a big chunk of business, but Cummings says it's not really about the money.
It's about what's right or wrong. These people are United States citizens. They want to come up here and shoot one caribou. They should be allowed to.
Cummings points to population estimates from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The state hasn't finished a full caribou survey since 2013. But officials say a recent rough estimate puts the herd at 206,000 animals. That number would indicate the herd is stabilizing after years of decline. And if that's true, Cummings says the word conservation may be masking the real motive behind the closure.
It's not biological at all, and I think everybody knows what that means.
Namely, prejudice against outside hunters, which some say is unfounded. According to guides and transporters, outside hunters don't waste meat or mess up migration routes by flying in. Instead, they argue that outside hunters donate extra meat to elders, and that caribou are changing their own patterns in response to a changing climate. So, for many of those who do work with outsiders, it really boils down to one thing.
They resent people coming in with new Cabela's camo on. And
Jake Jacobson has been a hunting guide since the 70s. He splits his time between Kodiak and a camp north of Kotzebue.
They just resent outsiders coming in that way, and I can't understand that. That's territorialism, and I think that's part of human nature. But that's just something that if we live in a civil society, we have to accept.
Jacobson says his business will take a big financial hit this season. He's lost six clients who won't make the trip if they can't hunt caribou. But he says his main concern is that the closure will set a dangerous precedent for future restrictions.
This is an unnecessary infringement of public access to public resource on public land.
The problem with that thinking, though, is that the resource has a very different significance for local hunters than it does for outsiders. At least, that's how Pete Schaefer sees it.
Caribou is still the mainstay of our diet, so it's pretty much a no-brainer. I mean, we have to be able to gather the animal and use it.
Schaefer's from Kotzebue, and he's hunted caribou since he was a teenager, primarily on the Kobuk and Selawik rivers. Unlike outside hunters, he says most local families do not have an easy grocery alternative if their hunts don't pan out.
When you go to a village where a bag of pre-cooked chicken is upwards of $20, then you go to Anchorage, it's $4.99, and you can better understand what I'm talking about.
So as caribou have gotten harder to hunt, regardless of the reasons or how the herd may rebound, Schaefer says the closure makes sense right now. He says hopefully it'll take some pressure off local hunters and give them a better chance at gathering the major staple of their diet.
To them, it's a recreational need. In some cases, they use the meat, but inadvertently raises the question as to whether people that hunt for sport have just as much right as people that have a critical need for the meat.
Back at breakfast, Victor Carmen says someday he thinks locals and outsiders could coexist.
And if it was managed correctly, there's enough animals to go around. I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
And until Fish and Game surveys the whole herd again, no one's really sure that there are enough caribou. If the survey attempt this fall is successful, there'll be a brand new population estimate by December, something that could reinforce the need for closures and conservation, or bring the complicated conversation right back to where it started. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Laura Craigle.